This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello to everybody out there, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in this morning for retired fire captain Matt Bruce, Captain Matt Bruce, of course, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California this morning, where I am, and it's 58 degrees, by the way. And we're broadcasting, of course, from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world and via the internet, via satellite as well, on the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to everybody. And of course, now, as always, we want to give a special shout out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, customs and border patrol security officers, and of course, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, of course, everybody that's out there working right now in the overnights on the Third Watch, you're keeping America rolling along. We salute you. We appreciate all of you. Of course, this includes our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers. We're riding along in the cabs with you this morning. Proud to do that. Of course, you've got our FedEx and UPS drivers out there as well, the bulk mail center haulers, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go, so that we can get where we need to go as a result of that. And, of course, we don't want to leave out our Amazon warehouse workers, our Amazon drivers, delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, Getter, Truth Social, and we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. There you can find out all about the program, all about Captain Matt, and much more as well. And, of course, we are going to start the program as we always do, as Captain Matt always does here on the program, by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. And I invite everybody out there to say it along with me as we go. All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And of course, we don't forget those two words, as the captain always emphasizes, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we do need a big influx of that these days. There's no doubt about that. And again, it's all about we the people, and that's what this program is all about. And I'm really proud and honored to be sitting in for Captain Matt this morning here on the Wednesday edition of the program. Well, I don't know if you've heard about this, but it looks like in New York City, this according to the New York Post, migrants are going to be housed in six more New York City school gyms, and parents are outraged. At least six more Big Apple schools are set to temporarily house migrants in their gyms, prompting all hell to break loose Monday among parents frantic over safety and potential learning disruptions. And by the way, folks, if you want to talk to us here on the radio this morning, we invite you to do that. 1-877-969-8600 is the toll-free line to dial. 1-877-969-8600. Back to the article. To bus people to our school and expect the community to absorb them is just insane, fumed Virginia Wu, a PTA member and parent at Brooklyn's MS 577 in Williamsburg, adding some parents have already threatened to at least temporarily pull their kids out of the 6th through the 8th grade school. We care about asylum seekers. We're proud our city is a sanctuary city. But housing asylum seekers on school grounds is absolutely unacceptable, she said. Well, that does seem to make a lot of sense. Now, number one, of course, you do have New York City continuing to be in a sanctuary city. Mayor Adams, of course, made that very clear when he came into office. And so to some degree, it may be some lip service that's being done to that. But all of a sudden, here you go, and you have had some migrants bust into the area. Mayor Adams was not happy about that, so we remember. And it causes all kinds of disruptions. But I can see where these parents are coming from. If you're going to have perhaps some young males that are simply going to be in the gym while your young kids are at school. And again, the reason being is that we don't know anything about some of these people. They haven't been vetted. We don't know what their history might be. It's not about just not having people or, you know, don't help people. That's not the point. The point is that you don't know what these people are like and they haven't been vetted. So I can see where the parents would be very, very frantic and very, very unhappy about this kind of thing. But this is the logical limit, isn't it, folks, of just how far it's all going to go and what choice or not, or no choice that you may have in how all this is going to be dealt with, how it's going to be adjudicated. And so it's one thing to rail and say, oh, we're a sanctuary city, and all those people down there on the border, they just don't know what they're talking about, and they're not nice, and they're kind of racist, and they're kind of this and that, and it's all easy to say, right? But when the rubber hits the road, it becomes an entirely different story. So at the very least, this kind of incident may point up the idea that some of these things that we're seeing happening is just a little far out. It's a little beyond the pale, don't you think? And I want to know what you think as well. So call me up at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And right before we go to break, we want to tell you all about the great people of the Two Guys Gun Show. That's West Florida's most unique shows with both new and antique guns. Visit twoguysshows.com. That's twoguysshows.com. It's the numeral two, twoguysshows.com. The captain loves to go out to those. You've seen them there, I'm sure. So check them out, twoguysshows.com. And we're going to be right back after these short messages as we continue in to hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren with you.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right, broadcasting live from our Moss Family Automotive Studio. It is the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday edition. My name is Kyle Warren. I'm sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here this morning as we go through the overnight hours. Glad that you're with us. Don't forget the toll-free line, if you'd like to call in and opine, is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Call up, tell us what's on your mind, and we want to hear from you. And we've heard already from Iron Mike earlier tonight, and we do want to hear from you as well. We've also got some great guests coming up as we head on through hours number 3 and 4 tonight, so you definitely want to stay tuned. There's so much more that's really chock full, and I don't even know where to start. But before we continue on here, I do want to tell you that this portion of the program is going to be brought to you by our good friends over at MyPillow, that of course Mike Lindell, and listeners to the show know that Captain Matt Bruce tells everybody about the great products at MyPillow and the amazing products they have, from MyPillow 2.0 to the Giza Sheets, the slippers, and the unbelievable towel sets, just to name a few. And by the way, the professor's family, that's me, the professor of politics, by the way, the professor's family, everybody sleeps on a MyPillow. They love them. Mrs. Professor gave me a pair of the MyPillow slippers back at Christmas time, and they absolutely keep my feet toasty warm, and she enjoys hers too as well. And get this, we sleep on the Giza sheets every night, and right now they have a sale going on, 50% off the MyPillow Giza bed sheet sets, and that's as low as $29.98. It is absolutely something you definitely want to go check out. because they are wonderful, and I wouldn't sleep on any other sheets. By the way, folks, we also have the towel sets, and the towel sets are absolutely stupendous. You won't want any kind of other towel set after you buy the MyPillow towel set. They're that good. Truck on over to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's the key to everything. That's where you're going to get your savings and deep discounts. You can use the promo code CAPTAIN. If you want to call them on the phone, you can do that too, 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. Talk to the person on the other end of the line and give them the promo code CAPTAIN and save some money and get some great MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, we're going to head on over to the telephone line. We've got Backgammon Bob who's waiting patiently. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Good morning, Kyle. On the Durham report, okay, I think we need to make as much publicly available knowledge as possible as to what actually happened. Mainly, I think we need to get out all the details of what the FBI did and also what the IRS has been doing as far as Hunter Biden was concerned, and of how exactly Joe Biden was involved and his family was involved, and how he received compensation of favors, and he distributed money to his family, either through Hunter. Just like they were making a RICO case, because that's exactly what this is. It's a combination of a political cult and organized political crime. And they could put all this stuff in, have it like for the upcoming elections. They could have infomercials and also the regular commercials they put out. They could detail all this. And the main thing is to get it out to the American public so they know what exactly happened. Some of this is pretty complicated stuff as to how this was done. It's not like you just show a simple, you know, this happened, a picture of what it is. It has to be detailed and convincingly conveyed to the American public.
I like your idea of the infomercial. that goes back a little ways, but they're effective. And while you're talking, what I'm thinking, of course, is that you're pairing all this with the record of the Trump administration, you know, the most recent Republican presidency. And not just that, but the fact that President Trump had things running pretty smoothly in terms of our energy, interest rates were low, you know, people had opportunity, we were strong. I don't think Vladimir Putin would have done what he did thinking about what Trump might do, and sometimes that's the best thing. So I don't know what this guy's going to do. But then, as you're saying, put all that together with what's happening with the Biden family, yeah.
Also, what we can do is also what can be done, too, is to compare the transparency of the Trump administration with the opacity of the Biden administration.
Yes. Yes, and definitely, because look at what's happening. Trump is being vindicated. The people around Trump, go ask George Papadopoulos, right? I mean, they're all being vindicated in this regard because that transparency is there. People are going to realize that Trump was doing his job. Yeah.
Well, I like what Pam Gombe said about going back and holding the people that perpetrated these falsehoods and making them too civilly responsible, because they've actually injured these people. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And how do you put a price on that? So that those judgments would probably be pretty big if it ever saw the light of day and it went through and everything. But you're right, because what came out of the Durham report was not so much that there was going to be indictments and people heads would roll and people would go to jail, but this is an expose. And and I think you're right. Yeah. So go after them civilly because they ruined people's lives. And they knew what they were doing. That's the operative thing.
Well, I think the Durham report also exposed the web of interconnectivity between all these things. In other words, the cooperation that they got from the White House, the cooperation they got from the media, and all this kind of stuff. And this is effectively circumventing law enforcement or perverting law enforcement also. And
right. Yeah. It is a real live weaponization of it. And people have to have faith in law enforcement. And they have to have faith in the Justice Department. And it's gotten so out of control that people don't have that faith now. And it's unfortunate.
Well, also, that if you did this type of thing, you also would gain what's called a deterrence effect. Because the thing is that a lot of these people were able to get away with this or were incentivized to do it because they didn't have any deterrent effect. In other words, they didn't have any risk when they were doing it.
Precisely, precisely. And they had this notion that what they were doing was completely justified, that they could take your vote and my vote and the vote of millions and millions of people, the will of the country, and then simply say, no, I don't think so. This doesn't comport with what I think government should be like or what the president should be like.
That's part of what the left does. Basically, what they're saying is morality doesn't matter. It's simply the ends justify the means.
Exactly right. And talk about a tyranny. This is one of the reasons why you hear them talking about, well, we got to get rid of the Electoral College, because then they could really have a tyranny of the majority. They would simply say, you know, people concentrated on the coasts of America are going to determine the president from now until the end of time, and disenfranchise everybody else throughout the country because, you know, they just have these little electoral votes and they don't really mean anything. But then they call it democracy, which is really a perversion of the whole idea.
Well, people are losing sight of the fact that this is a representative republic, not a democracy.
Right.
And you can't have, if 51% of the people decide, well, we're going to vote to take the other 49%'s money and distribute it how we want.
Yes, see, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's the tyranny of the majority. That's what the founders were trying to avoid. Isn't it ironic? Back in and Bob, that the very founders, that people like AOC and others, the squad, that they all rail against, actually set up a system by which they would be represented, that where they would have a voice, and that the Constitution was always pushing us in the right moral direction, which I have always thought the United States has been going. But yet they want to tear all that down, get rid of it, throw it literally into the trash bin, and say, okay, now we're going to have that tyranny of the majority. Woohoo.
Yeah, well, part of that's due to the fact of the secularization of this country. It used to be the religious moral underpinning stopped a lot of this stuff, or at least inhibited it. But now, since everything is, you know, I guess you would call it secularism, or
a free for all. Yeah,
whether you're religious or not, a lot of the basic tenets, the Ten Commandments, a lot of the tenets of the Christianity and the whatever the captain always says.
Judeo-Christian values, exactly.
Judeo-Christian values are just common sense, get-along type values. In other words, what stops me from beating somebody over the head for their money in the middle of the street? Well, if it's not a cop that's watching me, it could be my religious moral values. And that's what's going away from under this country. Whether it's religious-based or just taught morality, and when you take that out of the schools and stuff, that's the underpinning of what is this country.
You're absolutely right about that, and that's exactly what we have to work to make sure that deterioration doesn't continue. But sometimes I think the worse it gets, the more people start to look up a little bit. Hopefully they will. Backgammon and Bob, thanks for calling in. I hear the music. We're heading out to break. Thanks for calling, and call back anytime.
Bye.
Take care, Backgammon and Bob. All right, folks, we're going to be right back. Stay right there. You're on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News update. There is some optimism coming out of a meeting at the White House today to discuss raising the debt limit. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said it was productive and all parties agreed default is not an option.
Default would be the worst outcome, a horrible situation for America and America's families.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said a deal by the end of the week is possible, but cautioned there's still a lot of work to do. An intruder entered National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's home in late April. The unidentified person was able to get into the house undetected by Sullivan's security detail. Sullivan told the man to leave, and he did. He then alerted agents to the incident. If you live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, lucky you. You live in what U.S. News and World Report says is the best place to live in America. Huntsville, Alabama comes in at number 2, followed by Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, Boulder, Colorado, and Sarasota, Florida. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Nation from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. The Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolls along in the overnight hours. I'm Kyle Warren. I'm sitting in for Captain Matt tonight. He's at a secret undisclosed location, or he could be out there walking among you in disguise. We don't know, but we're in for Captain Matt tonight, this morning rather, and glad to be with you. As we roll along, 1-877-969-8600, that is the toll-free line if you'd like to call in and opine about the news of the day, 1-877-969-8600. And before we get back to the news stories, I want to tell you all about the good people at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Caring hands helping sore feet. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. They really can help you. They really do care, and they really want to hear from you. Go to advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. That's advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. All right. Well, just there as we were there in the break, I was hearing a couple of stories about the debt limit, and we actually have this from the Associated Press. Debt limit talks shifted into an encouraging new phase on Tuesday as President Joe Biden, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy named top emissaries to negotiate a deal to avert an unprecedented national default. Biden cut short, and as we heard before, he's cutting short an overseas trip. He's not going to go to Australia trying to get to this June 1st deadline. He will go to the G7 in Hiroshima. We'll have more about this in just a little bit later. But first, let's go over to the telephone line. Aaron in Denver. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Professor Pontius. Well, I'm glad the old broken down dark side dumb donkey of a so-called president is not going to the land down under. Consider that this country is going under if we do not address this trends of debt. So I'm glad he's cutting the trip, but need to get serious, stop balancing budgets, get this country out of debt. And one more thing I had to bring up, you were talking about the illegal alien problem going on the border. Well, here in Denver, Colorado, I have a broken down dark side. I love rotten, dirty, dumb donkey mayor, term limited, and who supported sanctuary for illegal aliens. And now we have this issue here in my state of Colorado, and the Republicans who control the purse strings better not reward bad behavior. Now they're crying. The mayor of Denver, he's crying about the illegal aliens coming to the state of Colorado. We can't afford it. The budget is being stretched. Blah 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 blah. Look, the Republicans better not support bad behavior. They better not. Do not bail out these sanctuary states that promote bad behavior. Anyway, mm-hmm. Professor Politics.
All right. Well, yes, until we meet again, Aaron, thank you so much. We appreciate Aaron's telephone call and listening over there in 710 KNUS in Denver, Colorado, one of our great affiliate stations there in Denver. All right. So, yes, thank you so much, Aaron. That's right. The idea, of course, of not trying to get our country out of debt. Joe Biden wants to keep borrowing into infinity. And I guess that we'll find out, you know, how much is infinity, I suppose, at some point. just making a little mathematical joke there. But speaking of the debt limit and what's happening, Karine Jean-Pierre over at the White House press briefing room, she got a question from Fox News Channel's Jackie Heinrich. And I want to play you just a quick clip of this. Because she has a really good, she phrases the question very well. Let's listen in, and of course we'll hear Karine Jean-Pierre's answer. But I'll preface it with this though, folks. She actually just answered it. She did not have to go to the sacred binder, which has the sacred words of the sacred binder that she reads. More often than not. And of course, we don't know who writes the sacred words, but they're down in a dungeon somewhere, I'm sure. But here we go. Here's the question and the answer.
Thank you, Karine. Dwight House keeps saying that Republicans are manufacturing a crisis by refusing to do a clean bill to raise the debt limit. Right now, the nation's debt exceeds 100% of its GDP. This has happened twice in U.S. history, once during World War II and once now, the last couple of years. How is it not a crisis when the country literally owes more than it's worth?
You should ask the Speaker this question. This is his job. This is his constitutional duty to move forward and get the debt limit done. That is a question for him.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. Okay, go talk to the Speaker. Go talk to the Speaker because that's his job. It's his constitutional duty. Honestly, you know, she must have just had that ready to go. But let's continue.
It is a co-equal branch, as you know. They are the legislative body, and this is what they're supposed to do. That is a question. Seriously, that is a question for the Speaker and the MAGA Republicans who are literally holding our economy hostage. I have to move on. I promise to take one more.
All right. So there's a talking point. Now, again, she did not read that. But she did not read the sacred words of the sacred binder. But she did hit the talking point. The talking point being, it's these MAGA Republicans who are literally trying to hold our economy hostage. Folks, do you feel like that it's the, quote, MAGA Republicans who are holding the economy hostage? when you're trying to make ends meet, when you're trying to put fuel into your car, into your gas tank, when you're trying to go to the grocery store. You know, I mentioned to the captain a little while ago on a previous program, said, you know, try this. Try the grocery bag test. Go to the grocery store and see, you know, get $100 worth of stuff. I'll bet you anything, it's not even close to what you could have bought a couple of years ago for $100 at the grocery store. If people see this, it's all on display. It's all demonstrated to them every single day. Try going out to eat. Go out to a casual restaurant and I guess depending on your area per se, but generally speaking, here in my area, you can't go to a casual restaurant for lunch and not have it start hitting up for $50 and somewhere in there. People are pulling back. Because why? Because the economy is getting held hostage by these ridiculous policies that have brought up inflation, caused people to be very, very concerned about the future, and yet here we're going to hit this debt limit, but it's the MAGA Republicans, and they love to say that, it's these MAGA Republicans who are literally holding everything hostage. And then throw it back under McCarthy. Well, it's a co-equal branch, and they're not doing their job, and all this kind of stuff. I just don't think people buy that anymore. What they don't want is a talking point. What they really want is they want an actual solution. They want something that is going to make sense. And they don't see this coming out of the Biden administration at all, even though there's supposedly a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel as they're doing this debt negotiation. But again, I don't think people have this notion that Joe Biden is rolling up his sleeves and getting in there and getting into the weeds and saying, okay, we're going to make this work. I think that they hedge their bets. They think if they get a default that they can still use it to their advantage. And this is another thing. You put all this together. We were talking with Beck and Bob earlier about this notion of it's the record versus all the other stuff that's coming to light. And I think people will simply say enough is enough. We're tired of the messaging. We're tired of simply being told that what we see and hear just isn't right, and that it's something else. It's something else altogether. And I think people, again, are just really tired of it. Well, once again, 1-877-969-8600 is the number to call if you'd like to call in and opine. As we head into the next segment here in just a little bit, we're going to be, of course, looking again across the highways and byways of the land with the Trucker Highway and Byway Report as we do an hour number one and hour number two at around this time every single morning here on the Captain's America. And once again, before we head out to break, I do want to tell you about the good people over at the National Aviation Academy, Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. That's the National Aviation Academy. Go to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And they're the Aircraft Mechanic Aviation Academy, basically. So become the future of aviation maintenance. Great opportunities, great career opportunities, great learning, great field to be in. Of course, you want to check them out at naa.edu. All right, well, I'm starting to hear the music. That means we're coming up on the break. When we come back, so much more to talk about as we continue across the overnight hours all throughout the United States of America, across our great affiliates. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce. Stay right there. Much more to talk about.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, we are racing through and rocketing through the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I'm Kyle Warren in for Captain Baptist this morning. I hope that wherever you are, whatever you're doing, everything is going your way this morning. And, of course, we're going to do our Trucker Highway and Byway Report here in just a moment. And in just a few moments, we'll be talking as well with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And she's got a lot to tell us about this morning, I know. So be sure to stay tuned for that. We're going to start up in the great state of Montana, Big Sky Country, for the start of our Trucker Highway and Byway Report this morning. We've still got a lot of rain up there. This is going to be rain right around Missoula. It looks like a little south of Missoula. little bit, little smidgen of rain that's right around Stevensville. So if you're in that area going down U.S. Highway 93, you might see a little bit of that. But the majority, the bulk of it is coming down I-90 as you come out of Missoula, heading on down towards Drummond. You've got rain coming across the interstate there. As you're heading up north of there through Seeley Lake, you've got rain up near Poisson. You've got rain in that area as well. Heading on over east of everything, as you head over towards Great Falls, Interstate 15, you've definitely got rain there. This is going to head on up into the central part of northern Montana and head a little bit over into the of the border over into Canada. A little bit of rain on I-94 coming out of Billings. Should be running into that. It won't be hit. Won't be in it for very long. Otherwise, it looks like it's clear sailing. Over in Oregon near Fossil, we do have some in Heppner. We've got some rain, moderate rain near Fossil right now. If you're trucking through that area, delivering your cargo and your load, definitely check out. Though, of course, if you're in Jackson, Mississippi this morning, you've got rain and moderate and heavy rain is showing up there in I-55 coming up through Jackson, and if it's heading up towards Greenwood and Granada, same story. Clarksdale as well, same story. If you go east of there, over a little north of Starkville and a little east now of Tupelo, yes, wonderful Tupelo, Mississippi, you've got rain and some heavy rain that could be heading over the border into Alabama, northern Alabama. If you're around, Chattanooga right now, and Trenton, you've got rain coming across the roadways there as well. Also, that rain we were talking about last hour is still around the North Carolina area. This is going to be near Jacksonville, Swan Quarter, Elizabeth City, Virginia Beach, Virginia. We've still got that rain near Richmond as well, a little bit south of Richmond now on the radar map. And it's all heading out into the Atlantic Ocean. So that's what's happening with the rain on the radar map. We still have freeze watches going on in parts of northern Pennsylvania, parts of southern New York State, and up in New Hampshire and Vermont. Dry situations persist in Massachusetts and Connecticut, so you want to be aware of that. I'm going to check a temperature here real quick. In Portland, Oregon, it looks like it's 67. I know that they've been having, and also let's see up in Seattle here, looks like Seattle right now is checking in at 64 degrees, but for Seattle, it looks like as we're coming into Thursday, still going to be high temperatures, 84 degrees for Seattle, but looks like it's going to start tapering off a little bit on Friday and into the weekend, where it's going to drop down by Sunday, it looks like, to 66 degrees. So some of that excessive heat, we don't see an excessive heat warning. That's the good part. We are seeing that over here over the last two or three mornings here on the program. And so hopefully that is starting to subside because it was kind of unseasonable there as well. Don't know how Richard the Marine is doing up there on his vantage point in central coast of Oregon, but it looks like it's pretty clear right now. And so that's good. If you're in the Eugene area in Oregon on Interstate 5, looks like you got mild temperatures there, well, 64 degrees. Not bad, not bad. We'll take it as you're going across the interstate tonight. And, of course, don't forget, folks, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report that Captain Matt and I bring to you every morning here on the program is brought to you by our good friends over at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. You definitely want to check them out. They're all over the place. They are the largest operator of travel centers in the United States of America. There's a reason for that. They're ready for you. They want you to come on in, pull on in, and go to pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function, and you can find literally in a heartbeat the closest Pilot or Flying J travel center to your location so you can plan your trip accordingly. And as we're getting into this time now where people are going to start going back and they're out in their RVs and seeing the country, heading out maybe to the national parks and so forth, you definitely want to use pilotflyingj.com, their locations function, so that you can pull on in, get your fuel, get your supplies, and get food, the best food out there in the interstate. Certainly the best cup of coffee out there on the interstate. We think that you'll agree. And they have special amenities as well for travelers and RVers. And all that and much more is at your fingertips, pilotflyingj.com. And while you're at it, simply become a member of the My Rewards Plus app. You can start earning points up to 4 gallons, 4 points, rather, per gallon. You can also get special offers and use their amenities, like reserving your parking space ahead of time. You can even earn bonus points with that. So go to pilotflyingj.com for terms and conditions and to find out all about the great stuff that they have to offer. All right, well, here in just a few moments, so we'll be, I believe, talking here with Denise Simon, and we're going to be taking a look again at the Durham report. Now, here's the thing. She's read the whole thing. She's read the whole thing, and I am absolutely just dying to get her insight on all this, and because it's quite an extensive report. You know, it took about 4 years, almost to the day, for Durham to complete his report. I think that's really, really significant. And it's going to be a very significant factor as we move into the election season, or move further into the election season. It's going to be a very, very significant thing. There's no doubt about it. Because I think taken in total, we're going to have a very different, even a very different kind of primary season. The more and more that things look bad for Joe Biden, the more bold you're going to get some of these potential Democrat challengers. You've already got RFK out there. I think he's looking at some of these middle voters. I think he's looking at some of these these other issues that he can find common ground on between the parties. All right, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is on the line. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning. I'm doing a public apology for yesterday.
No worries. Things happen in radio. There's no doubt about that. We're glad you're here.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, as I said, no good deed goes unpunished. I'm generally the one that reads the documents, and I read the Durham report, but almost finished it. Fell asleep reading it. And then it took out my phone battery. So, I mean,
oh no!
Yeah.
Well, but it's fine because everybody's been waiting, and we're glad to know your insight on it. Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you, there's some things that are missing in this, and Durham never interviewed Hillary. Durham didn't interview McCabe. Or Strzok, or Page, or Comey, or a couple other names that are missing, and that's Stefan Halper and Joseph Misfood, who apparently was some part of CIA. But maybe he felt like he didn't need to do that. But I have to say this. One of the first radio show that I ever did, interestingly enough, was exclusively on Hillary Clinton and her evilness. And it was kind of, I don't know, a crystal ball, because her evilness never stops.
Very interesting way of putting that.
Well, it didn't, did it? I mean, but I will tell you, she did not concoct this whole thing. She's not that smart. She, if you read everything all through this, it says that she approved it. Right. Somebody else concocted this. And my sense is that the concoction was done by the likes of John Brennan, who's a prolific liar, John Podesta, and Mark Elias, especially Mark Elias, who I think is one of the more... He's just as evil as Hillary. I don't think that these people cared about how they broke the country, never to return again.
Yes, I think you're right about that. Okay, folks, I hear the music coming up. Denise, hold on the line. We're going to have more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com coming up at the top of the hour, right after your top of the hour news, as we continue to rock on through the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren in for Matt Bruce. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.